Monaghan were the hungrier team, and we always talk about hunger wants team sports. I suppose the big thing that teams are now starting to play Donegal the way Donegal play. So what's very important in that situation is a start. And Monaghan got the 4 or 5 points lead at the start. And against Down, Donegal got that 4 points of a lead. So you're always playing catch-up and it's harder. And I suppose the fact that we had 4 substitutions made at half-time, that early, that's what we had to do. So from that point of view, disappointing. Looked tired. Looked mentally tired as well. I suppose understand what's going to happen. Sure, maybe it's not a bad time for it to happen now, to have happened in the final. Say when Dublin were beaten, when they were All-Ireland champions the year they were beaten by Mayo, they didn't get a second chance. Donegal as All-Ireland champions are getting a second chance.
Yep. It's been a phenomenal record, 11 games unbeaten in the Ulster Championship. So something like this had to happen at some stage in the Championship. Will this now be one of the biggest tests that Jim McGuinness has faced to get these boys back on form again?
Yeah, it definitely is, and suppose we saw Carl Lacey yesterday, he was well off the mark, from his own point of view, from his high standards. He's a player who's very important to us in the defensive system we have. I suppose himself and Mark McHugh were important to that system. And, Lacey wasn't himself yesterday, and we lost Mark McHugh early enough in the game. So I think from that point of view, it's important that we get that end of it right. I think the other thing, it is a test, definitely for Jim. It's a big test for him to get them back up. But look at that bunch of players, this county, nobody, the work rate and what they've put in and everything else. Yesterday was a disappointment. People say we didn't see it coming. It was easy for Monaghan to get themselves up for yesterday. Very easy for them to get themselves up for this match. They were being read off by everybody. Easy for the manager to motivate them and everything else. And we know what Monaghan are. They're a sticky team. I know a very, very interesting stat. A very interesting stat this year. Of all the provincial finals played this year, the winning team and hurling and football have been playing at home. Monaghan and Ulster, Dublin and Leinster, Kerry and Munster and Mayo and Connacht in that, and in hurling, Dublin won the hurling at home, and Limerick won the hurling at home. That's an interesting stat. So people say it's not a home advantage, but all them teams had home advantage, and we have to say Dublin playing in Croke Park is home. So just maybe that's the way it is. I suppose modern people say Clonus is the home of football. The other thing was disappointing yesterday, just chatting to people today, was that from players' point of view, was a warm up field they were put into before the game. They were just put into a field. There's no warm up field in Clonus. Monaghan had the field down just behind the petrol station, a school field down there. But the pitch, there's no warm-up pitch. The warm-up pitch was there before. It wasn't there. Some kind of fallout there, and he uses a car park. They had to take some kind of field, and Donegal were put into actually just an ordinary hay field or someone to put into warm up before the match. That's not good enough. I'm not saying that affect them or anything else, but it's very unfair on the players. They should have allowed them out in the field earlier or something like that there to warm up right. We have to look after our players. Look, it's not an excuse or anything else, but it's just something that now we have to we'll say the likes of Casement Park being done up as important as a warm up pitch there for if you have a minor game or something on beforehand.
Have we been expecting too much of Donegal this year?
Especially
in recent weeks.
Yeah, we have, I suppose. And, we look at it, we're expecting them to come good. And I suppose, everybody, the media and everybody else has been blowing them up, that they were unbeatable and all this here. There's no team unbeatable. We see that there at all levels, and in team sport especially. I think looking at Donegal, we look at it from their own point of view, they've been on the road a long time. This is 3 years of it really and truly. And you do get tired and it's hard to keep training. And suppose they end up that, maybe Jim and Rory would say that, they lost that week with them. The fact that the Gidor Championship game was a week where they didn't get that extra week training into them and everything else. And maybe there were club football involved and everything else. There's a lot of things involved in it all. But they end up, it's tired. The tiredness set in and it's very, very hard. It's hard to retain the All-Ireland. No, teams don't do it. It's very, very hard to do it. It's just something that's nearly impossible to do. So, look at it. I still think if we get over Laois...
Will the tiredness be still there for Laois? Because it's a 6-day turnaround here.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy, the 6-day turnaround. But look, you have to deal with it and get on with it. It's going to be a very difficult game because Laois, remember the day Laois played us in Letterkenny? They hammered us in Letterkenny in a league match. So Laois, big physically strong team, and they'll look at the way Monaghan play. Now, the big decision they have to make is will they play like Monaghan played and Down played, or will they just play their own game? They'll probably not play as defensive as they have played against Donegal. So listen, Donegal players, get together during the week and, get back. And if they can get over Laois, then we can play what Kerry, Dublin, or Mayo in the semi-final or the quarter-final. Sorry, if you get over Laois, I would feel in that order. I would like to meet Kerry first, then Dublin, then Mayo. Mayo's the team I'd like to avoid, and maybe by losing those to find, you could end up avoiding them in the semi-final as well. That'll be my own personal opinion. But look at this. Get back up. You're going to have injuries. You're going to pick up knocks and everything else. Neil Gallagher coming on and doing well yesterday was a big help. So listen, there are pluses in it as well. But it's a long time, Oisín, since the Donegal 6 starting forwards. Didn't score from play. A long time. I can't remember that.
Yeah. So Jim McGuinness is going to try and refocus these guys now. What's his plan going to be? How do you go about something like that, Martin?
It's not easy because you know it's the first time. You know, there was a shock there. There's a shock in the county. Traveling around the county today, there's a shock in the county. Everybody's, you know, in a shock. You know that no, this team wasn't supposed to be beaten. So you know that takes the pressure off them, and that's a good thing in a way. The same pressure's not on them now, carrying them into every game. From that point of view, that takes the pressure off them. It's going to be hard to lift them. I mean, the Hydrapool, they're going to the Hydrapool this evening. They'll have a good team meeting and everything else, and you know, have a good chat about it and everything else. And you know, I think the pressure's off. I think sometimes when the pressure's off, it's easier to deliver. I think they were carrying a lot of pressure, nasty pressure every way. Everybody's expecting. I mean, the bookies was crazy in a two horse race. That what set Monaghan were 7-1 or something. That's crazy stuff. We all know how good a team Monaghan is. Donegal have a bad record against Monaghan. I mean, what 1983 when we beat them in a championship game. But I think the pressure off now. I think have a team meeting, get things right, take it easy this week. You know, it's going to be tough in Carrick and Shannon, but we're good enough to beat them in Carrick and Shannon. You'd hope that Donegal will get it back. You know, it's a difficult game, but I think Donegal good enough to win.
Just finally, a note on Monaghan. They won the minors, they won the seniors. We'll not forget about the ladies. They won the provincial championship as well. And as somebody said earlier, it was Monaghan had a clean sweep in the Donegal International in June. So they're having a fantastic year, Martin.
Yeah, some year for Monaghan. You know, fairness to them, for a small county is great. Yeah. And I mean, 25 years ago, that team was honoured as well.
Yeah.
You know, when they won the minors, you said, I mean, the Monaghan football's on the way back. That was a very good minor team, an exciting minor team, a team able to score goals. A great match, a minor game, very enjoyable match. So yes, the minors have won, the seniors have won, as you said. You know, the international rally, the ladies and everything. It's a great year for Monaghan. Monaghan produced good sports people. They've always produced. We used to say Big Tom's from Monaghan. I think he was at the game yesterday. He was over the moon afterwards, Big Tom. And he's a big football man. So they produce a lot of talent. And listen, they produce a lot of talented forwards. That Kieran Hughes is a player maybe we didn't know before yesterday. The whole country knows about him now. He's a good player. So listen, I think that Monaghan team will beat a lot of teams. And there'll be teams not wanting to play them. I think Cork were the team they wouldn't want to play in the quarterfinal, the one they might probably want to miss.
Yesterday was supposed to be the All-Ireland final for Monaghan. All of a sudden they found themselves in the last eight as provincial champion. Can they build on this now?
Well, it was their All-Ireland final, and the way they played Oisín looked like their All-Ireland final. There's no doubt about that there. You know, they're really up for, you know, whenever it's easy to motivate a team yesterday because of the fact of where they were at, and it's easy to motivate a team and people saying this and people saying that. They could use all that. Now the test comes from Monaghan. Are they able to stay at that level? They have a lot of good footballers. They have a good bench as well. Their players are off the bench. Their defence were very good against Cavan. Their defence yesterday was very good. Their full-back line yesterday was very good. They got you know, the matchups right as well. So listen, yeah, Monaghan are here, and I think they're here to stay. Now the one thing is, the older players are starting to get old. So is it enough for them to win the Ulster title? Are they happy enough of that? That's up to them to make that decision. I think they can go forward. They could get to a semi-final. You know, they could draw Cavan and be an interesting game in a quarter final, and they get to, you know, beat Cavan, get into a semi-final. Yeah, Monaghan football is up. We always knew in Ulster. The day Donegal lost the Ulster championship, in my opinion, this year was the day Cavan beat Armagh. Because I think if Armagh had beat Cavan that day, Armagh would have beaten Monaghan, and I think Donegal would probably beaten Armagh in the final. But that's the way it goes. Yeah. It wasn't to be.
Finally, can we see a change to Donegal come Sunday? And I suppose their attitude, not as much tiredness there, not as being as flat. What do you expect?
I think there'll be definitely a change. I said the pressure's off. Mm-hmm. I think that's the big one. You know, I was chatting to Mark there today, and he was just saying to me that he thought the preparations were right, they were ready, just didn't go on the day, just didn't go right. That's the way it is. You know, things like that can go wrong.
It was a culmination of a lot of things.
Yeah, I think just went wrong, and I think the first couple of scores were important. Mm-hmm. I think we lost the ball for the first score going up the field, and Darren Hughes went through and kicked a very good point, and that set the tone for the match. I think we'd have won the throw one, get that ball is important, the first couple of scores. They were in for the breaks, they won a lot of breaking balls. You know, if we get a goal at any stage, you never know what would happen. I think we'll be back, I think we'll be right, I think the pressure will be off, and you know, if we're not able to beat Laois, we're right to be out of it. No point going on. But if you can go out and get a good performance against Laois, what I think is in there, and the lads and everything else, like, they'll not be as poor again, some of the players. It's interesting, we didn't expect it to happen, that so many players would have been poor on the day. But look, that's the way football goes. Monaghan and their home are done. But I still think, I wouldn't write Donegal off. I don't think Donegal won the All-Ireland. I said that from the start. But I still think we can get to quarter-final or semi-final.